Hi, honey. How are you doing?
You had a good day today?
Well, that makes me happy. I always love hearing about your day, you know?
Honestly, I love hearing anything about you, so.
What made you call? Did you have something you needed to talk to me about? Is something wrong? No? You just wanted to hear my voice. Don't you know you're a sweet one? I absolutely love how sweet you are to me.
Yes, I do. I don't think it's overbearing at all.
I don't think your clinginess is a problem. In fact, I love it. Be as clingy as you want to me. Just make sure it's something you want, okay? So what's up?
You made dinner? Did you want me to come over? No? You want to bring a dinner to me? Aren't you just the cutest?
No, hon, that's no problem. Go ahead.
I'll get the house ready for you. Is there a reason you don't want me coming over?
It's just really crowded. I understand. Well, since I have to wait, to at least get to know what you're making, or what you made, I'm sorry.
It's a secret.
It must be something I absolutely love. Which is gonna be hard to think of because I love everything you cook. I'm serious, no, you're a talented cook. Well, you said you already have the food ready, right?
Okay, honey. Well, I'll see you when you get here, okay? I'm gonna hang up the phone now.
No. Come on, you have to wait. I'll talk to you when you get to the house.
It's not even that far. It's like a 3-minute drive.
All right. I'll see you when you get here, okay? All right, honey. All right, I need to get everything ready. My love is coming over. I'm actually very, very, very excited. It's really the closest I can move. I just moved here, and you know what? I really should have moved closer. But I really couldn't kill another person. Or they'd find out. And the price is lowered on this place just because someone died in it. Oh, what an unfortunate but convenient circumstance for me. Oh my. Alright, time to clean. Oh my! A pair of his boxers. He couldn't find them after the last shower we took together. Oopsies. I wonder if his mother asked a few questions when he got home. We've been a little bit awkward. Oh well. He's already here? There's no way? Oh, compose yourself. Breathe. Hi!
You came pretty fast. I didn't expect you to come that fast here. You were already in the car? Oh, you. Come on. Table's ready and everything. Well, everything was already prepared by the time you got here. Mm-hmm. It's not like I just sat on the couch rambling to myself. Mm-hmm. Oh my god! You know, I'm a sucker for desserts, and you know this. And you brought my favorite dessert. Sweet potato pie! My favorite dessert. Yes. Why don't you go and set it down in my kitchen, honey? Mm-hmm. I can't wait to dig in to the pie. Anyway. You know, your phone has been vibrating nonstop since you entered the house. Is everything all right? Are you sure? You know I get a little bit worried about you. It's just someone? Okay. Well. Well, alright then. Why don't we go ahead and start eating? I want to plate the food so bad. There it goes again. Your phone. Vibrating. It's nothing. Of course you won't reply. You'll place your phone on the counter instead? Okay. So what did... Meatloaf! I can't believe I didn't smell that! Wow, this makes me almost 100% more happy. No, really? You know that meatloaf's my favorite. So, I'm just gonna go ahead and put this on a plate. Oh, cutting into it, so meaty, so juicy. Oh, I'm in love with this meatloaf. You did a fantastic job on it, by the way. And the ketchup. You used my favorite. Not everyone knows about it. But you really pay attention to things about me, huh? Oh, there's so many reasons I love you, and you are making it really hard to trust you. I want your phone. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in who's texting you. Come on. You know I'd give you my phone. So what's the problem with me seeing yours? Why am I even asking? I'm just gonna take it. Get your hand off of mine. What do you think you're doing? Get your hand off, or there will be dire consequences. I'm sorry. Did I stutter? Get your hand off of mine, or there will be dire consequences. I just want to see what you're hiding from me. Usually you'll be like, it's just my mom, can you reply for me? It's just my sister. You'll even ask me who it was. But this time, you're just ignoring me. Ignoring the fact that someone's texting you. And we share everything with each other. So why is it this time you have decided to go behind my back? Huh? Give me the damn phone. Who the hell do you think you are? Now, let's see what you had to hide from me.
You know what?
No. I want you to read it out to me. Exactly what this message says.
Read it.
Wait, what?
Wait. You were going to propose to me? You're kidding, right? You dummy. Well, I mean, when you're getting spammed by somebody named Melissa, I don't know, I just got jealous, I'm so sorry. I should have trusted you, baby. This will never happen again. But maybe you shouldn't tell people that you're going to propose, you know? People seem to get jittery over that sort of thing. I'm so sorry, baby. How can I make it up to you? By enjoying this lovely dinner that you made for us too? I'd love to do that. Why don't we finish getting our food together and sit down, huh? Oh, and of course my answer is yes. It'll always be yes. I love you. I love you so much.